This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of the Reformation line. This is the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, as is the custom, joining us again from the palatial area, wherever in Louisiana that he does hang out most of the time, currently above the surface of the water, I hope, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I have to share that joke with any of our new listeners. Louisiana is notoriously flat. I live 40 miles from the coast. I'm up 20 feet. If you were to scale that, the place is about as flat as a billiard table. So if anybody spills a drink in Louisiana, everybody gets wet. Yeah. On top of that, lately I've started scuba diving. So Bill gets to play not only for where I live, but how I play. And it is great to be with you, Bill.
I was talking to Roger Ward the other day, and he was telling me about scuba diving. I'm considering it.
It is a fascinating world to visit.
Yeah.
Hey, there's so much we have to talk about. We're going to have to talk about Epstein at some point. We've got to talk about crazy politicians. But I was just on an interview with Dan Waz. You've had him on. He does a great job. But we were reminded of something. I want to start off with some good news, which doesn't sound like good news at first. Gun classes, the classes to take concealed carry, the classes to learn to defend yourself at home and your neighbors when you're in public, are full in El Paso, Texas. That was the site of a recent mass murder. And the honest citizens in around El Paso looked at each other and went, well, the government sure isn't going to fix this. I guess it's up to me.
Yes.
You and I'll be blunt. I've prayed for that. Please. And here it is happening. Now, what you and I hope is that there are enough ninjas in the world that people realize it doesn't have to happen in their backyard. I want to share a story, if I can, from my self-defense gun stores, Bill.
Yep.
Here's one. It's 3-on-1. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada, not a great part of town. It's an apartment complex. You're home alone in the middle of the day. Lots of people work nights in Las Vegas. And you hear a crashing sound. Well, that doesn't sound right. And not only that, you know your upstairs neighbors. You know their routine. They're an unusual couple. They both have jobs during the day. So you call police. You just go, hey, this doesn't sound right. I think my upstairs neighbors are getting robbed. And a few minutes later, you hear the people leave the upstairs apartment. Then they kick in your door. Well, this is different. You're at home. You're armed. And even though it's 3-on-1, you shoot the lead robber. All of them run away. They get caught at the hospital. Night and day difference. And but think, you know, the people in El Paso don't imagine themselves to be special operators. They think, gosh, if I'm at the mall and some guy's waving a gun around shooting people, I want to stand behind the stack of pork and bean cans and wait my turn and shoot him where he doesn't expect to be shot. The reason this is so insightful is it's not high noon. It's not a Western. You can be way back at the end of a dark hallway. You can be hopefully hidden perhaps in your bedroom and still see someone break in to near the front entryway of your house. We don't require a fair fight. You can be a good defender and never give them a target to shoot at. Yeah. Bill, you've held a gun when it was serious, you know, in the military. They don't want you guys to stand up and be. Tell the rest of our listeners what that's like.
The rules in real life are there are no rules. So the winner in that kind of an armed encounter is going to be the one that shoots the other guy first the most and hits in the right places. So if that means that you're coming up on somebody who's hurting somebody, their back's to you, you don't have to tell them, hey, turn around and face me like a man. You can just shoot them in the back. If that kind of an assault is going on. And there's no dishonor in something like that. If I were to walk up on a rampage killer and his back is to me, that's fine. I'll do the Mozambique backwards. You know, I'll hit him twice in the back and twice in the back of his head, and he'll be done. And I'm not, it's not something I necessarily want to do, but it is definitely something I would do.
And the situation may be when people who are not, children of the gun, students of the gun, think about a gunfight, they have a Hollywood picture in their mind. The real picture is their little corners and edges of things and their bright flashes of light that are coming from there. That's all you see. It's a gunfight. It's not a Hollywood Western. There was another, I'll call it insightful, exchange, again, 2-on-1, a guy standing in a convenience store. This happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, your backyard.
Yeah.
And two thugs rush in, and unfortunately, the guy is the last customer in line, so he's closest to the door, and they go, oh, you guys are lining up to be robbed. The thugs rob him first. He hands over his cell phone, his wallet. He's also a concealed carrier. Of course, he doesn't hand that over. He very politely keeps his hands up, stands back. They rob the next guy, and he shoots them both.
That's an occupational hazard if you're that kind, if that's your job. So good for him.
So that's 180 degrees from what Hollywood wants us to believe. And these are the actions of everyday, ordinary people put in extraordinary circumstances who did something that's a feat of average. It's not superhuman. It's the bad guy gave me an opportunity. I'd practiced enough to know what time I needed to present. And when that time was available, I took it.
Right.
Hundreds and hundreds of people are taking up that call in El Paso today. When we come back, I guess we do have to talk about how the government will protect us like they did Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. I get why we have to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. I've heard about this. Now, I will tell you this. As long as you understand this, too, and I know you do. Jeffrey Epstein right now is a very welcome distraction for the Democrats right now.
Right.
But it's also sort of a... I saw something the other day before we go to break where they were making fun of a bust of Donald Trump until that painting came out from Jeffrey Epstein's wall of Clinton in the dress. So they put that one out there. We're headed for the first break. Talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. So do we want to go into the Epstein category right real quick?
Well, we do. I did get a text from one of the ninjas on Facebook when I mentioned I was coming on your show. And he reminded me about El Paso. He says, you know, the people who decided this week of all weeks to go get firearms training in El Paso, Texas, did it for their neighbors. They didn't want to be the guy who had to come home and look in the mirror for the rest of the life and go, I could have saved my neighbors, except I left my gun at home and I didn't have a carry permit.
Yep.
It makes me like my neighbors more and more, and I'm not even from El Paso. Yep. Hey, so after the Jeffrey Epstein murder, the new phrase, we got to get a bumper sticker. I'm from the government, and I'm here to protect you.
Yep.
Just like we protected a rich billionaire who was incarcerated and on suicide watch.
Well, see, he wasn't on suicide watch. He should have been on suicide watch. He'd already tried to commit suicide. This is a guy. If Jeffrey Epstein had been a homosexual, he would have been a member of the of NAMBLA. You ever heard of that?
Right, I do.
He would have been a member of that and all this other stuff. This was a very repugnant individual. And I guess the idea of spending the rest of his life in prison, where everybody's male and older than he likes, drove him over the edge. And now that doesn't exonerate the prison officials from us making sure that we got our good justice out of this. It was just a cascade of errors. I hope we're not done seeing people get fired over this.
The federal director, the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, was removed from his office. What I fear, and what you fear as well, is that there may be more to this story. Epstein was probably a blackmailer. He may be involved with various covert government operations. Whatever he was dishonest, and we wanted to see him brought to justice. Somebody, I think, didn't. You're claiming it was an act of despair.
I don't know.
Frankly, I hope you're right. I don't know, and I think we should.
I don't know, and I don't know that we will ever know. I don't know how much power the Clintons have, because the first thing I heard everybody going was he was Arkansas-ed. And
right.
I thought that was an interesting phrase. But by the same token, he had a lot of people coming in there. The only one that ever quit going to see him was Trump.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Well, Epstein had been to Mar-a-Lago and in the early 2000s, I think, and something happened and Trump didn't like that, and he had him banned from Mar-a-Lago.
I think he assaulted one of the staff.
Yeah. So.
A teenager, for that matter.
Yeah. The fact that he operated for years with the money that he had and everything, and I have heard that certain, you know, when you look at his offshore place and his Manhattan place, I've heard that those were all cameraed up. So he probably was a blackmailer, and it's a dangerous game to play. And if that's why he met his end, if he met his end that way, and they're saying right now because of the bones that were broken, there's no way that happened from a kneeling position and all this other stuff. We'll see, or maybe we won't see, but, this is... If that was a political assassination, well.
There is no doubt he was a bad man. I would like to see justice served rather than simply have him removed. Hey, now, the next, talking about giving lip service to justice, you and I have seen a number of politicians give lip service to gun-free zones.
Sure.
You inspired me. The last two articles that I wrote, maybe we'll get to them today, were about red flag laws. But I'm watching all the Democrat candidates talk about the gun restrictions they want to put in place. And then I'm noticing they're surrounded by bodyguards. There are, what were there, 17 different police forces that act over and across the U.S. Capitol. That's crazy. So when they're saying, and you end every show with it, that politicians don't really believe in gun-free zones, they don't believe in gun control, because they are surrounded by men with guns whose sole job it is to protect them. And what these politicians want is for us to be disarmed, not while they remain armed.
Sure.
I would respect a politician who said, I so believe in gun control, I'm going to disarm my security patrol. All right. Now, I may disagree with you politically, but I can respect your integrity. You might even get my vote.
But I don't know about
we
that.
Don't see that. Not even close.
It isn't that they disregard the utility of guns. They understand the utility of guns. They like the utility of guns. But for the same reason, well, they will sit out there and say, we cannot have a wall at the border while they lived in or within a wall.
Right.
They really do believe that there's two classes, two castes of people, and that it's you're born that way. And, if you're not in the elite leadership caste, then you can't possibly handle the responsibility of just leading your own life.
The quote, this guy, Caleb Howe, and I forget who copied it on Facebook, banning weapons is the most white privilege idea ever.
Yep.
Rich liberals scoff at the idea that a person might need to defend their own life. That's such an ivory tower idea, you can't look at it in the sunlight. It's the personal safety equivalent of saying, just have the maid take care of it. Wow.
Yeah.
That hits a sore spot, doesn't it?
Well, it hits a spot where, it makes me wonder why didn't they learn the lesson from Alexandria? What did they think? And I have my idea what they were thinking. And I'll tell you that when we get back. Rob, of course, can catch Rob's stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where all of his stuff begins that he writes. From there, it goes out to ClashDaily.com, and he is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. Additionally, he does two podcasts. He does the unique, one-of-a-kind self-defense gun stories podcast, and he also does the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, which I still, to this day, envy the title. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is calling on other members of Congress to visit Israel while she and Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib cannot. At a news conference in Minnesota, Omar says she and Tlaib are being prevented from carrying out their duties as members of Congress. Former independent senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, has a message for the two congresswomen.
I hope if they really talk to members of the Israeli Knesset, the community, they'd feel at least the diversity of opinion.
Lieberman was speaking there on Fox News. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill is firing Officer Daniel Pantaleno following the arrest and death of Eric Garner.
I've been a cop a long time. And if I was still a cop, I'd probably be mad at me. I would. You're not looking out for us. plan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Live from the AR 500 Honor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Going to have Jay Jacobson on the show very soon. Got two guns coming to review as well. Talking to Rob Morse. So we've got the Epstein thing out of the way. Now we can move on to the really important stuff. What's on your mind, sir?
Not too far away from politics with the silly season and elections upon us. Politicians told us to put up no gun signs, and the results were horrible. Instead of making us safer, you know, that was a campaign promise. Well, these gun-free zones left crowds of unarmed people at the mercy of mass murderers. That's not news from yesterday. We've seen that consistent result for decades. What drives people of the gun, like you and I, Bill, crazy is that gun control politicians aren't criticized when their policies fail. Rather than the media forcing them to fix their mistakes, they simply invent a new talking point, a new gun control law. And as is painfully obvious time after time, criminals don't follow gun laws, not the old ones, not the new ones.
Right.
So the next law is no more effective than the 22,000 that came before. Now, you and I are disturbed when innocent people are slaughtered. But rather than fix their mistakes, politicians, particularly, and it's unfortunate, particularly Democrat politicians, now offer gun owners up as human sacrifices so they can appear politically relevant. I'm talking about red flag gun laws, also called extreme risk protection orders. an honest psychiatrist will tell you it's nearly impossible for him to tell you who is going to be violent, which of his patients is suffering such a psychiatric problem.
Go ahead. That's an interesting point because, you know, the psychiatric mental health community doesn't want to be the ones doing this adjudication as to who is and who isn't dangerous because there's such a low percentage of who is dangerous. Most of the time, the ones that are actually suffering from this, they're not the dangerous ones. They're the homeless ones. They're the ones that are having stuff done to them. And, it's not as black and white as just saying, well, we'll just turn it over to a mental health professional and he'll be able to tell us what to do. That's mental health is not, it's not a science. It's not like being shot and saying, well, he has this, this, and this.
Right.
That's something we can see physically. This is not something we can see physically. They got to try a bunch of different treatments and protocols and all this other stuff just to make a determination of what might work, just figure out what might be wrong with them. And I can only imagine how many different diagnoses a person goes through with a mental health issue. But the mental health community doesn't want to be involved in red flag laws. They don't want to be a part of it.
And the advocates for the mentally ill want the politicians to stay away from the mentally ill. Don't politicize an illness. But this does involve law enforcement. In most communities now that we've closed too many of our mental health facilities,
right,
only a history of violence and threats of violence give us a decent predictor of future violence. Anything else, what you tweet, what you say on Facebook, whether you scowl, whether you take your coffee black or with who knows what, isn't an indicator of future violence. Using anything else but a documented history is depending on superstition, but that's what politicians are selling us. They failed when they said, we'll keep you safe, we'll pass all these gun laws. Nah, that didn't work worth poop. So now we're going to use rumor. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that, you know, if we're going to have red flag laws, then they need to do away with the background check. Because the background check takes everything that you have been, everything that you have done from the point that you're trying to buy the gun backwards. It's a Polaroid snapshot of everything that day and backwards. And if they're out there saying, okay, so you've gone out, you bought a gun, you passed a background check. Theoretically, in a place where there's red flag orders, you could buy a gun legally and then 2 days later have somebody turn you in because you have a little temper tantrum watching a football game. Or you have a little road rage where you're out there saying, you know, I could just plow them. You know, who hasn't said that? Who hasn't said, I'd like to punch this person. I'd like to throw this at this person. I'd like to, you know, step on this person's foot. I'd like to, you know, who hasn't said that in at least, at the very least, out loud in a moment of anger? How are we supposed to cope with our anger if we don't express it, get it out of the way in a harm-free way, which is just yelling in a lot of cases for most people? And at the same time, they want to have background checks and red flag orders. They want to catch you for what you might do if it turns out that you've never done anything bad anyway.
Exactly. Even that, Bill, you're saying an expression of strong emotion might get me flagged. What about just an expression of conviction? You know, you're getting a divorce. You have a disagreement with someone on the city council.
Right.
Or maybe you're on the city council and you're an inconvenient opposition to others who you think are doing something unscrupulous and they can have you red flagged. This is dangerous. I can use this on my political or my business competition. Your ex-mother-in-law maybe thinks you might be dangerous, so you get a knock at 2 in the morning. The part that also is dangerous, and I don't think people thought about, if I'm an abusive spouse, I can disarm my ex-wife. men are typically stronger than women.
Sure.
That's how it works out 90% of the time if you match us up. And what she wants for defense, I can use the government to not only guarantee that she's disarmed, but in the middle of a divorce, maybe after she's suffered legitimate abuse at my hands, I can go demand a psychiatric evaluation that may disarm her for years. That's abusive, and that's dangerous.
We don't really have the time. Well, I do have the time to just, I'm just going to throw it out there. We're going to have one of two things begin to happen. And then this is where it's going to lead to lawsuits, and they're going to be found to be, I think, unconstitutional, which I already know they're unconstitutional. I don't need to have a lawsuit to tell it. They're either going to leave a real predator out there and just take his guns away, which disarmed does not mean harmless.
That's right.
Or they're going to kill a few too many people who haven't done anything yet except came down on a red flag order. And while I'd be the first one out there to say that if it is a law in your state, you better comply with it, killing people for not doing anything wrong is going to get old really, really quick. So they're going to leave a killer on the street, or they're going to kill somebody that was never going to hurt anybody in the first place. And that's going to be their undoing. So anyway, yes, I do too. Rob, of course, is a podcaster with Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, with the Polite Society podcast, with he writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it goes out on ClashDaily.com, and then it further goes out at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. I got a question for you, and I don't know if you've looked at this way, but I'm very interested, since you like to do a lot of research and everything, what you would do with this.
Mm.
Now, during the Parkland shooting, they caught a kid, and I don't remember the details to it, but they caught a kid in the fourth stage of the rampage killing process that they go through, and they caught him up in New England somewhere, Connecticut, like I said, I'm not sure. And when they caught him, he had not committed a crime yet.
Right.
So they were sitting there scratching their heads saying, okay, this guy was gearing up to go somewhere and kill about 50 people or, you know, try to or something, and he didn't because we stopped him. So what do we do? A month before what happened in El Paso and Dayton, they caught a kid got turned in by his grandmother. He was in a hotel in Texas. Getting ready, you know, he's geared up. He'd gone out and bought his AK or whatever it was he bought, and he's geared up and getting ready to go. And once again, they're like, well, what do we charge him with? Because he hasn't done anything yet. Now, explain this to me, if you could. In what world can we live where you can, the legislation, the trendy legislation of the day is red flag laws, where they're playing Minority Report with you, and we're just missing Tom right. Cruise and the flying snail thing and everything. And on the other hand, when we actually catch one who's going, they've got to figure out which technicality they're going to charge him with, because otherwise he hasn't done anything yet.
And we are – the underlying question in that bill, and I appreciate the subtlety of it, we're afraid to say you are acting crazy – we're going to examine you, because
right.
until you do something criminal, we don't like the idea of the state being able to walk around and go, you, sir, need to explain yourself to us. And you're right. Okay, you bought a gun. Is that a sign of insanity? Well, wait a minute. You're writing up a manifesto because that's now trendy. by the way, I think if the media would start covering that all these guys wore awesome pink hats, we could get mass murderers to always wear pink hats, if that's what the media covered. We could get them to do anything if the media covered it.
Well, the media always tries to shape the motivation, though. They're always trying to shape the motivation, and then it comes out. I mean, the guy in El Paso, while he might have been anti-immigrant, that wasn't a right-wing position. He also hated Trump. He was a pro-environmentalist. He was a crazy guy.
He was an apocalyptic environmentalist.
Yeah.
And he wanted to keep anyone from entering the United States. It was too crowded. Son, get in a car, drive across it, go any direction, and you'll find a lot of empty space, but you've got to get out of the city to see that.
Right.
That's a great question, Bill. How far along this crazy train pathway does a guy get to go before we say, we're going to examine you? It's tough. Now, you know, I can imagine we're going to incarcerate you. Hi. Now we're going to talk seriously. The problem is that true psychopaths lie really, really well. Time and again, someone said, you know, we're concerned about you. The murderer in Isla Vista, the second murderer in Aurora, Colorado, the guy who brought a shotgun into a classroom, was hunting the librarian, murdered an innocent girl he just came across.
Right.
They're a narcissistic psychopath. There had been questions about his behavior. He goes to the school counselor. He goes, in a hidden diary, he later responds, because he wants to brag about how smart he is, being a narcissist. I did what any self-respecting narcissist would do. I lied through the teeth and they let me go.
Yep.
How do we untangle that, Bill? That's a tough question. I don't know a good way. That doesn't then cascade to produce a whole bunch of other problems when we give the state the ability to say, prove to me that you're sane.
Whoa. Well, yeah. That's without a doubt. But see, here's the thing. Now, one of the things that I know you and other people do when you're worried about the media and the resulting publicity one of these rampage killers might get.
Yep.
I'm more concerned with them getting out there and saying, well, you know, the AR-15 is the gun of choice.
Right.
That it's almost like a primer for those who would be the copycats. So with some of the stuff that they do, you know, it becomes less of a thing about naming the guy and it is getting out there and talking about how they were equipped. Like a tactical vest that, you know, you would find like at Walmart in the outdoor section, because it has a holster for a pistol on the side, which no tactical vest that anybody actually runs has that. Becomes
right.
Armor. That becomes armor. And, you know, any sort of rifle they may have, that's an assault rifle. And so when they're trying to frame that, their little narrative, I think it's not so much about naming the person as it is the way they're naming the weapon. Because it seems like the weapon, even though the rampage killings are static, they're not on the rise. And even with the rampage killings, more people get beat to death by somebody
right.
punching them to death than get killed with any kind of rifle. This is the thing they're trying to push. And I almost believe that it's by choice. I believe they're trying to precipitate that, to get people
yeah.
to believe that. So the ones that are on the edge, this, you know, most of these.
Trolling, yeah. They're trolling for monsters. Absolutely,
yeah.
The media is. And what I hear you saying, I haven't thought about it. Thank you. You've given me another article to write. I should at least get you a footnote out of this.
Yeah. Okay.
The media is telling them how to equip themselves to reach maximum publicity. You need to leave a manifesto. Content doesn't matter. You need to wear a tactical kit.
Yep.
The tactical, you know, one of these, oh, maybe an AR, maybe a military handgun. How about a vest? Oh, anything that we can call armor. And if you can do that, and by the way, write I Love Trump somewhere in your bedroom at home, and we will have your name in lights for days.
Yep. The problem with that is that most of the people who do love Trump are going to be painfully slow to go in and start, tuning up the Antifa. I mean, that would be my, if I wanted to tune somebody up, it would be Antifa. It wouldn't be anything at large. It would actually be targeted. And the guys that are actually acting out on this kind of stuff are the Antifa types because they don't have any self-control.
Bill, Antifa has no away game.
No.
They cannot play outside of Portland. Maybe parts of San Antonio. Okay, Oakland, San Francisco. I don't think the thugs of Trenton will put up with this. So you need a relatively crime-free area where they can go and.
Yeah.
I watched them smash the windows on a school bus that was going through town.
You know, before we run out of time, when they start breaking glass, according to Masad Ayoub, when they start breaking glass, now they've crossed the line from just doing something that you have to sort of let happen without employing lethal force to now we can turn everything up to 100 when they start breaking glass. So,
yep. Well, and when we get back, we'll talk about the craziness. It'll be next week. The craziness that was Philadelphia.
Yep.
I can't wait. Do you have Dan Zimmerman coming up next?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I got to listen. Thank you so much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure. And you can catch Rob with the written word at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where everything begins. Then it goes to Clash Data. Then it goes to Ammo Land or podcast. If you like podcasts, and who doesn't like a good podcast? Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast or the Polite Society podcast. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.